Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us. In The Rabbit on the Roof, author Norman Ivory details how the true reality of our lives takes place in the spiritual realm, and understanding this is the only true purpose of our lives, our higher learning, and our spiritual destiny. He explains humanity's makeup and journey from lifetime to lifetime. Norman was born in England during the Second World War. He's been interested in spirituality all of his life, saying it gave him the answers he needed for a meaningful spiritual understanding. Ordained as a minister of the Victorian Spiritualist Union, moving to Canberra, Australia in 2008, he became minister of the Canberra Spiritualist Association, continuing to work with them. His next book about to be published, Reincarnation, Why and How. Norman Ivory, author of Rabbit on the Roof from Canberra, joining us on This Week in America. Norman, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you, Rick. It's good to be here.
This is really such an interesting topic and will be a fun conversation tonight. First of all, let's go back and talk about the title of the book, The Rabbit on the Roof. What is the exact meaning of the title?
Well, the way I see a rabbit is, of course, that it lives underground in the dark, and it's a nervous and very fearful animal, with good reason, of course. But I equate that to how mankind is. We live in the dark. We are trying to learn and find the light, and it's a nervous and difficult course we run. But that is the same as what life is about, you see. So that's the rabbit coming out of its burrow and coming up into sit on a roof and see the rising sun.
And in your book, you give us so many answers to questions that we have, for many of us, questions that we've had most, if not all, of our lives. I mentioned you have been interested in spirituality all your life. First of all, exactly what is spirituality? You hear a lot of people throw that term out there, and I'm not sure people really fully understand the correct definition.
I think it's a recognition that we are part of the universal force. We are part of everything that is. It's a recognition of that and a learning as to what that means for us. It's about the love that we are, the core of our being. And so learning about it is a special object in our lives. The problem is we're presented with spirituality through religion in mysterious ways that we really don't understand, that don't seem to be very logical, and that just leave us bemused and not knowing which way to go. And so my ambition has always been to try and open that book, to try and find ways of seeing the realities of life in meaningful ways instead of in the mysterious ways that have been presented to us in the past.
Let's talk a little bit about your progression, because this is interesting. You were talking about Christianity, I think at age 14, rejected the teachings, and then you became interested in spiritualism because it gave you the answers. First of all, when you were studying Christianity, talk about that experience, because you sort of walked away from it because you weren't getting the answers you were looking for.
That's right. That's true. My parents and my family were involved in the Baptist Christian Church, which is rather different in England to in America. But at the same time, the basis of the study was always study of what the Bible was saying and what the stories and the adventures in the Bible were about. Well, they are not written in direct English. They are not written in ways that are actually literal. They are symbolical. And so the teachings were coming across in mysterious, even sometimes cruel ways, which I couldn't accept as an intellectual exercise. I'd been to school in the modern world, of course, and you're taught to accept literal explanations in a scientific way, and the two don't go together. So the population today finds it very difficult to accept the mysteries of religion because they really just don't make sense. And that's how I found myself at 14 years old. And so I thought, well, I've got to find other things. And there was life to live and football to play and girls to chase and all that sort of thing.
With us on the program, Norman Ivory. He is the author of the book, the new book, The Rabbit on the Roof, Humanity's Spiritual Life by Norman Ivory. The book is available wherever books are sold. You can go directly to Norman's website and get information, normanivory.com. You can click on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Interesting, because you've mentioned mysteries several times, and one thing that you attempt to do in the book is remove the mysteries of a multi-level mind, of multiple bodies of mankind. These are things, and mysteries, I think, is a good word to summarize how most people attack this, because it's a mystical area we don't quite understand. And you're saying, if I understand correctly, it really doesn't have to be that mystical. It really can be transparent.
That's true. It can be understood. It's just that you have to accept that there is more to the universe than just the physical. We live in an age of science where even medicine concentrates almost entirely on the physical. It attaches the mind to the brain, and it turns life into that solid physical course of experience. What we are facing is that, in fact, we are not just a physical body. We are, as you said, a multi-level being. And if we can understand that that multi-level being isn't mysterious, it is a thing which is constructed, it is a thing which relates level to level, it is a thing which is created for us not just to live in a physical world, but also to live in the higher levels of spiritual reality and spirit, and come to understand that, come to flow with it, and come to realize that this physical world is just the tip of an iceberg, and most of our lives is a hidden area which we can plumb, which we can learn about, which we can come to know. And in that, we realize that the love at the core of our being, and we begin to realize that life is very different to what we have been taught as we were children.
In your book, The Rabbit on the Roof, and our guest is Norman Ivory, part one, the physical life of man, starts off talking about humanity's multi-level existence. Talk about that. We tend to think of, maybe not in those terms, a multi-level existence. Talk about that. That's very important.
Well, it's very easy for us to see ourselves as physical beings. But beyond that, there is an etheric body, which is a connection between the physical self and the higher selves. And then above that, there is what's known as the astral body. All of these subsequent higher bodies we have vibrate at higher levels of energy. The basis of the physical is what is it, 186,000 miles per second, which is the speed of light, the speed of energy, the speed of electrons around the atoms within our bodies. This is a basic level for the physical, but the energies of the bodies beyond that travel much faster indeed. And subsequently, each higher level flows and it exists at higher rates of vibration, higher light levels of energy. So the result is that we can begin to understand that these other levels of being do exist, and we can, as the beings that we are, relate to those levels, because those levels exist within us. Those levels make our mind work. That those levels of the mind, and then the higher levels up into the spirit spheres, are actually realities, but realities which are not 186,000 miles a second. They are supremely faster than that. And so one can begin to see the being that we are, not just as this physical animal walking around on the earth, but a being that has the availability to know and to be one with everything that exists in the whole universe.
You also talk.
I don't know whether that clarifies it at all, but
yes, it does.
It's a very complex.
And you explain it so that it does make sense. And you talk as well in the book about physical experience. One of the areas there, death of the physical body. For many people, they figure that's the end, the death of the physical body, and that is it for us. And You talk about reincarnation. That's the topic of a book that you're working on. Talk about that. If we think it's the end of the physical body, then we're wrong, aren't we?
We seem to, even when we start thinking about reincarnation, we think about having many lives. This is not true. We have one life. We have one life, which we have had since before time began. It is our basic being, and it continues through experiences within the physical world, which are our earth lives, our incarnations, and it goes on after that through death into the realm of spirit, into the astral levels of life, and it moves on, and then we come back again and we have another earth life. But the true life is continuous and will last forever. The spirit concept is different to the physical concept. The physical concept is beginnings and endings. The spiritual concept is everlasting. And that reality within us is everlasting. And in order to experience, from time to time, we come into the physical world to have the tough life that we do have here. I think everybody experiences a tough life one way or another, whether it's physical or whether it's emotional or whether it's mental. So we have all of these experiences, and they all teach us to know ourselves as a spiritual being traveling through time, through lives, on a continuous basis.
With us on This Week in America is Norman Ivory. He is the author of the book, The Rabbit on the Roof, Humanity's Spirit Life, Spiritual Life. The book is available wherever books are sold. You can go to Norman's website and look up all the information and purchase the book by going to normanivory.com. You can also go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly to Norman's website. It's interesting, you are mediumistic. Exactly what does that mean?
Basically, it means that I am clairvoyant, which means I can see more than just the physical. I can see people and things on what we call the other side of life. In other words, after passing from this physical life into the spirit life in the astral spheres, people still exist and they have bodies, not physical bodies, but they have bodies. And I can see in that way, and I can see those people and I can talk to those people. I'm also somewhat clairaudient and certainly clairsentient. And this was one of the things that when I was very young was quite disconcerting, because I could experience these things and nobody else around me could, and they couldn't explain what was happening, and I was just strange, that's all. And perhaps I still am, who knows. But it means that you can see beyond, and it means that you can therefore make contact with people on the other side of life. And that is very valuable, in my opinion, for people in the physical who have lost loved ones, who have lost perhaps a parent who has passed. And you can make contact so that that person can be in contact with someone who has gone on and has passed into spirit. And the value of that is it brings that person you're making the connection for the security that their loved person is not just disappeared, is not just been thrown into a hole in the ground, is just not lost, that that person still lives, still exists, and most importantly, still loves them. And that brings much comfort to people. It may not seem an enormous happening when you are able to bring this to a person, but it somehow lifts the depression, lifts the grief, lifts the trauma that they're going through, and helps them to then face their own life, knowing that in their turn, when they pass into the realms of spirit, they will also still live on, and they will still exist and still be walking a path of learning and growing and progression.
In the book, and just a couple minutes left, the time is going by way too quickly, and in part three of the book, you talk about yesterday, today, and tomorrow. What do you see in the future?
What I see in the future, and it's interesting that at this point in time, we're going through the cusp between Pisces and Aquarius, and we're moving into what's called the Aquarian Age, I see that mankind will learn and grow. We come from an age where repression and greed seems to have become the predominant vibration that surrounds the whole of humanity. I think that as we come more into the new age, into the years ahead, especially over the next perhaps 200, 300 years, mankind will move away from a lot of that negativity and will move into more positive achievements. I mean, just simply for science, for example, we've already seen that science is growing exponentially. And I think over the next 200 years, we will move out and we will, as the science fiction writers say, we will conquer the universe. And that is just in physical way. I think at the same time, we will learn and grow more than we perhaps have for the last perhaps 10,000 years. And I think that it will be a great adventure for mankind. I think that each of us individually will grow in spiritual ways. And I think that the humanity as a whole will make enormous strides forward, just beyond imagination. And I know it's something that's within me, and I'm sure it's within many other people, that this is a pathway that we are supposed to tread. And this is a pathway which will lead us to a whole different universe of greater security, of greater peace, and of much more positivity in every way.
To break this down and help us make sense of all of this, we need you to keep writing books. This book is excellent, The Rabbit on the Roof, Reincarnation, Why and How. I mentioned that was the next book. That's close to being published, I understand.
Yes, I've got to. I've had it edited. That's one of the things the publishers do. And having had it edited, I've now got to go through it and make sure that where they've changed things, that the meaning is retained, etc. So I've got that in front of me just at the moment. As you're aware, I've had a bit of an operation, and that's delayed things a bit. But I'll be coming straight into that over the next few weeks, and then it will go back to the publisher. And then Stratton will print, I presume, and put it on the web, and it will be available on Kindle. And so it will be just there for anybody who wants to find out what their life is about.
Yeah, and that's at Stratton Press, and we'll have all that information and keep track of when that's published. And I understand you've got the inspiration for another book that you're about ready to start work on.
Yes, it's very hazy at the moment. It all comes by inspiration. So one doesn't really have a plan in one's head as to exactly what it's going to be. But they are, if you like, the people on the other side of life are telling me that there is another book, and I'm beginning to get some ideas. It's more a emotional experience than physical or spiritual. It's more to do with how we relate to people, how our minds journey together through reincarnation. It's more to do with the wonder that life is and each of us experience. But what the furniture that will be within the book is, I yet don't have. So it'll be sometime in the future, perhaps a year away before that starts to crystallize.
Yeah, I don't want to get going too fast here. We've got the new book, The Rabbit on the Roof, that's available, Humanity's Spiritual Life. Reincarnation, Why and How will be out soon. And then we'll give you some time to work on the next book, and hopefully we'll be able to talk about that as well. It is a fascinating book that breaks things down in a way that they're very understandable. The Rabbit on the Roof by Norman Ivory. Norman's website is normanivory.com. Information available there on the book. You can purchase the book there as well, published by Stratton Press. Their website is stratton-press.com in the book section there. And you can link onto all of that, of course, by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Norman, it is a pleasure. Been looking forward to having you on the program. Certainly not disappointed, except the clock is going by too quickly. Would love to have you back. Thank you so much for taking time to be with us on the show today.
And thank you for talking to me, Rick. It's been a good experience. Thank you.
It has been our pleasure. The Rabbit on the Roof, Humanity's Spiritual Life by Norman Ivory. The book's available at normanivory.com. You can find all the information at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.